Welcome to the Develop Yourself podcast, where we teach you everything you need to land your first job as a software developer by learning to develop yourself, your skills, your network, and more. I'm Brian, your host. So you've learned HTML, CSS, and JS, and now you're probably wondering, what next? And also, how much JS do I really have to know before I can start learning React and Next.js? I want to go over what you should be learning in order to understand Next.js and React, and also how much JavaScript is enough, because my opinion on that has changed significantly over the last couple of years, and I'm still wrestling with what I really think people should do before getting into React and Next.js. So if you don't know React and Next.js, it's really important because these are the future and also the present of web development. Right now, React.js is the number one framework in the world, which means that the job you're going to get as a developer is likely going to rely on you knowing how to use React.js well. Next.js is a full stack framework, which is quickly becoming the standard and also what React recommends that you use nowadays. In fact, the curriculum at Parsity recently got updated to reflect these changes. So this is stuff you just got to know. Now at Parsity, we do a lot of work to get people really, really good at JavaScript and go deep into JavaScript before we get to these frameworks. I'm starting to wonder if that's actually necessary. So I interviewed Kyle Simpson a few months ago, and if you haven't checked out that episode, check it out. He is the author of the You Don't Know JS series. Excellent author, world famous, a top expert in the field, like a genius. It was really amazing hearing his opinions. And one opinion really surprised me. When I asked him about learning JavaScript, and remember, this is coming from the world famous author of the You Don't Know JavaScript series, he actually thinks that nowadays you can have basic proficiency at JavaScript and then focus more on the layer that's on top of JavaScript, meaning React or Vue or Angular or Solid.js or whatever other framework came out last week, right? So I'm starting to wonder too, how much JavaScript is really, really necessary before you get into React and Next.js? Because your interviews may focus on JavaScript knowledge and JavaScript trivia, but your job is going to focus almost exclusively on your handle of React and likely Next.js. So first of all, why React? What is React? I've said it a bunch of times. I know you've read about it. I know you know that you need to learn it, especially if you've been listening to this podcast for a while. You know that React is a thing and you must learn it. So it's a library for building user interfaces. It's made by Facebook. It's been around for almost a decade now. It's component-based architecture. What does that mean? Why do you care? It's basically a way for you to write reusable components. Components meaning like a piece of the UI. For example, the nav bar, a button, a sidebar, a cart in a shopping app or something like that. These are all components. These are collections of pieces of code that make up a visible visual component. And React helps you write these components in a reusable way and makes your web apps more performant. Meaning when you have a lot of different UI components on the screen and they're all doing all sorts of different things like showing updates from messages or showing alerts and things like that, React can be a really good choice to use, because it's very performant, and that's why it's just basically taken over the entire industry. It's become like the standard for front-end development. And it's one of those things that you can learn all sorts of places. There's some really good tutorials out there. I've heard nothing but good things about Scrimba, and I've also seen Codecademy's work on it. I think they do a great job too. I also think you can just go to react.dev and then check out the documentation there and just get your hands dirty in their playground right there. At Parsity, we go pretty far with it. We build full stack apps with React. But if you're just looking to get a little bit of familiarity with it, just go to one of the sites I just mentioned. So Next.js is a framework built on top of React. So it's a framework for the framework. And it offers you things like server-side rendering, optimized routing, and all these fancy acronyms I could go off on. But what it really means is React is a library, meaning it needs a place that it can live. So you have a few options. You have Create React App, which you shouldn't be using anymore. Why? Because the React team decided, hey, use Next.js. This is a full stack framework, meaning you can do things like have routing, meaning you can have multiple pages within there out of the box. You can put backend logic in there. You can have it server-side rendered, which means it's rendered on a server rather than in the browser. Why do you maybe care about that? Let's say you have a site that requires a lot of SEO benefit. SEO is search engine optimization. Really briefly, what that means is how searchable and indexable is your website? So Google will have a little bot going crawling on the websites out there, right? Crawling all over the place and seeing what is on this website, what's the content of the page so I can index it, make it retrievable. So when you're looking up for, you know, cats in the Houston area or burritos in the Los Angeles area, it'll find the websites that have the content that matches that search criteria. And then we'll have all sorts of other ways to rank the page. Now imagine this, a server-side rendered page comes to the browser fully rendered. So it sends you a big blob of code that's the entire site, that page fully generated. So when you go there, there's no spinners and no loaders. It just shows immediately when the bot goes to that page and it's crawling around looking for what's on the page. It says, oh, I see what's on the page. It's immediately available and I can index that information and see all the information about burritos and cats and tacos or whatever, right? Now, the other way of doing this, which we had traditionally done in web development, is called client-side rendering. And we had single-page applications using Create React App, which would do that. Now, client-side rendered applications aren't inherently bad, but the problem is when that little bot is crawling on your page and it's client-side rendered, that means that the page is getting some information when it first loads, but then it's asking the browser to load the rest, usually by fetching more data from a server and then continuing to build out the page. So you get something like a loader that's telling you, hey, the page is loading. Now, if this page is loading for a while, guess what that bot's going to do? It's going to say, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with none of this nonsense. I'm heading out of town, right? So along comes Next.js, saves the day. Big companies are using it. I was working at a Fortune 500 company recently, and we were starting to adopt it. Gap is adopting it. Major, major companies are adopting it. It is the future. You will use it. So you might as well get pretty good at it. So this leads us to, what is the essential JavaScript that you need to know? These frameworks are already complicated. And I'm not just saying that as hyperbole or like this is just a normal thing. This is a big, big departure from what happened in recent years. For a long time, we were just using Create React App, and it was okay. It had a lot of stuff. It was big and bloated and a little bit ugly, but it got you ready to use React really quickly out of the box and make websites really, really quickly. It was great. It was a really cool thing the team put together for developers like you and I to use. But now we've run into other problems. We've said, you know what? What about server-side rendering and SEO capability? And what if we want to do like server-side stuff? What if we want to make a fetch call to a database? Maybe we want to do some sort of file uploads or things with images. There's a lot more capabilities which people just expect now on the web. And here comes Next.js to the rescue to say, we know what, we'll give you all that stuff out of the box. And now it's being widely adopted, and it's so widely adopted that React even officially says you should be using it. So guess what? You should be using it. As a little side note, I wrote on LinkedIn that Create React App is dead, and people got so upset and gave me a bunch of hateful comments, and I stand by that phrase, and I'm only more right. A broken clock is right twice a day, so maybe that's the two times of the year that I'll be correct about something. Anyway, so how much JavaScript do you really need to know now? I'll be honest, it's not as much as I used to think. If you asked me a few years ago, I would have said like prototypal inheritance, closure, DOM manipulation, browser APIs, other stuff that might be more advanced or conceptual. I don't know if you need to know that anymore. I really don't. Let me rephrase that. I don't think you need to know that to learn React right now. I think you do need to know that to be a really good JavaScript developer and also to just get some basic programming knowledge via JavaScript. I don't think you need to know it, though, if you want to be a hireable React developer. So if that's your goal, then here's what you should probably learn. I think a basic overview of syntax and operators, focusing on like declarations like var, let, const, you can probably not learn var anymore. You probably should just understand that it's a thing that you can use, because guess what? You're going to come across code that still uses it for a number of reasons. You should understand basic data types, string, numbers, booleans, arrays, objects. Right? Some of the key JavaScript features for React: functions, understanding how to create a function, event handling, Arrays and objects, like I just mentioned, so manipulating lists of data and object properties, that's crucial for managing state and also for the data that you're going to receive from an API, which is going to come back in the form of JSON, which is basically an array full of objects. Next is understanding conditionals like if, else, logical operators. These are the kind of things you're going to want to understand in order to control the rendering and component behavior with a thing like Next.js or with React. And then, of course, ES6 features, so arrow functions, template literals, destructuring. These are things you're just going to see a lot in React code. And I think that's kind of the basics of what you're going to just need to know off the bat. You're going to have to know these things in order to do that, but it's not that much stuff. So if you do know that stuff, you're likely ready to jump into React. And how should you do that? If I was you, or if I'm me, which I am, wait, I am me. If I'm me, then what I'm doing is I'm going to the Next.js docs and I'm going to the React.dev docs. I'm getting Node installed on my machine. I'm getting NPM installed on my machine. And then I'm spinning up a really quick Next app that comes with React and allows me to start writing code immediately and seeing what I'm doing on the screen. So if you go to the Next.js.org docs on there, you can go step by step in how to build a really quick full stack app. And just start playing around from there. I don't think you need to buy a Udemy course. I don't think you need to buy a bunch of other random courses. I think you can just start getting your hands dirty on there. And then once you want to go further, then think about the courses and things like that. Because the problem with the courses, I believe, if you're just getting started, is it can be overwhelming, especially if you don't have a solid grasp of JavaScript, which, again, is exactly why a place like Parsity goes through these basics and really hammers them into you. So you understand the benefit of these things and also are just prepared for being a software developer and not necessarily a React developer. This is if you want to just be a React developer. And I should say, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it may limit your opportunities in the future and you will have to backfill this knowledge, but you could totally get away with being a React developer for maybe, I don't know, maybe for the rest of your career. Potentially, I really don't know. This is all new stuff to me. The idea that you don't really need to know this. And I don't know if there are many people out there just killing it at being a React developer, only knowing React, but I do know that these people exist. And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with doing that. It just depends on what you want to do. So what are some core concepts in React that you need to know? JSX. JSX is a syntax extension that allows you to write HTML in JavaScript. You'll need to understand components and props. Basically, how do you compose these little bits and blocks of code, and how do you pass data to these blocks of code? For example, you want to have a footer component, this footer block of code. How do you pass data to it so that you can show a different footer with different text on different pages? These are reusable components, and these components are essentially just functions. You pass a different argument to the function, it will return you some different output. You need to understand state and events. So React has the idea of state. It's used to maintain data and handle events to interact with user input. Next. Next is Next.js. All the information is in the documents at nextjs.org. You can use Create Next App, which is the preferred way of doing it. I love using Theo Brown, who is an excellent YouTuber. If you're listening, Theo, I want to get you on this podcast. And if you know Theo, tell him to hit me up. So we got to get him on here so he can trash me and tell me all the things I'm doing wrong by not using TypeScript. I think he has an excellent channel. I don't always agree with everything he says, but he has some amazing tutorials on using Next, and he also just has some cool insight. The Blue Collar Coder is another person that I really like. He's also a person we're trying to get on the podcast. If you know him, reach out and tell him that, hey, we think you're amazing and would love to get your insight, opinions, and general knowledge about coding and JavaScript, React, and Next.js in general. Anyway, both these two dudes and me and everybody is using Create Next App. You should be using it too. It's going to quickly help you scaffold an app and get started immediately. Next.js has pages and routing. So they handle pages as React components and they support file-based routing. That's a lot of words. So what is this? What is file-based routing? It means that the naming convention that you use for your files in your app will tell the browser which route to serve that file. For example, if you have an e-commerce app, I love using e-commerce apps because they are something we all can kind of relate to and understand. You may have a shop page. So you go to, www.com, your shop/shop, and a page will be rendered there. And the way that Next.js knows which page to render there is because it looks for like a folder with the name shop, and then it looks for a file called page.js or index.js, depending on which version of Next you're using. This is pretty intuitive in many ways. Your folders will inform the URL structure. So if you want to have a www.yourshop/pets, you'd have a pets folder. And under the pets folder, you'd have an index.js file or a page.js file, depending on which version of Next you're using. So it makes it really easy to create a multi-page web app really, really quickly out of the box. So now that you know a little bit about how to scaffold an app in Next.js, a little bit about some of the docs and stuff you should be doing to understand React, you can just go out there and start building something really simple and janky. I would add that in order to improve your knowledge and to extend this kind of stuff, add an API in there. Go look up an API. In fact, I have some information in the show notes at the Ultimate JS Guide, which are going to show you how to use an API and walk you through the basics of using that. And it's not within React, but the same rules apply. This is enough to get you barely started with this stuff. But if you want to take it further, I totally suggest following some of those YouTubers I mentioned. Check out my Ultimate JS Guide below. Look at the official documentation on those sites. And there's plenty of tutorials out there. My main advice to you is build something until you get stuck, then go searching for tutorials which fill in those pieces of information for you, so you're not doing the shotgun approach of learning a ton of things at once and getting really confused and overwhelmed. So that was a lot of information to pack in a single episode, but I do think you should be considering, how much JavaScript do you really need to know nowadays in order to be dangerous with tools like Next.js and React? I'm still undecided, right? So the jury is still out. I, for one, find a lot of value in knowing JavaScript and understanding the fundamentals. I also know it's helped me learn other languages. So I can move from JavaScript into something like C# or TypeScript or Ruby or Rust, like I'm learning right now, and taking a lot of the same principles that I've learned from JavaScript and applying them there and seeing, oh, that's how this works in this particular thing. If you only learn React, I think that could make you hireable. In fact, I know it can. I've met developers that are essentially hireable just knowing React. I've also met people that don't know basic JavaScript that get hired and then find a really hard time getting out of that role or finding roles once they end their employment somewhere. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the future will hold for us. I do know that if you're going to learn anything this year, it should be Next.js and it should be React. Hope that's helpful. Grab some stuff in the show notes. See you around. That'll do it for today's episode of the Develop Yourself podcast. To learn more about becoming a software engineer with us, then check out Parsity.io. If you're not quite ready for that, then jump into our Dev30.xyz program, which is 30 days of working on your mindset, habits, and JavaScript skills. Totally worth it. See you next week.